Parental advisory warning. This program contains This is Vinland Radio. Welcome to Vinland Radio. I am your host, King, back after a week-long break so I could get married. So thanks for all of you guys that sent messages. I really appreciate that. This is going to be the last normal episode of Vinland Radio ever. Yeah, we're going to go through the new releases like we do every single week. But the next two episodes are going to be special ones with myself and Dr. Gore getting together to have a bit of fun. We're going to do a covers episode full of our favorite cover songs, and then we're going to do the final episode. But that's all coming up in the future. This is what do we got this week? We got new music from Dark Tranquility, Fuck the Facts, Kill Be Killed, and My Dying Bride. All coming up a little bit later. Really kick-ass episode this week. But to kick it off, Without Mercy, our good friends in Without Mercy are back with a brand new album called Seismic. It's out right now. Where can you get your grubby little hands on it? Probably anywhere you can get digital music, I'm sure. I know they're on Bandcamp. Or Spotify or whatever. Go to the Bandcamp page though and buy the album. It's like $8 or something like that. Go give the guys some money because they can't get out on the road. And those guys have been really good friends of the show for a long time. DJ, their guitar player, even pointed me towards the dojo that I go to now, which has become a huge part of my life. So. I'd like to thank him for that. So go check out New Without Mercy. It's called Seismic. Get your grubby little hands on it. Let's hear something off it, shall we? This track is called Thunderbird. Brand new music from Without Mercy right here on Vinland Radio.
Demon is made mistakes. osmosis, the narrowing ideas that nestle in your mind, the gradual absorption, retention built through time, distorted false depictions can stand the test of life. We see a dissonant figure rise up. What are you in the eyes of strangers? You are identical to none. Blindness, disparity of thoughts. When you are identical to none.
The mighty Dark Tranquility, that's off their brand new album at the moment, and we heard the track Identical to None, that one's out right now via Century Media Records. Before that, some more new music courtesy of Canada's own Fuck the Facts and their brand new album called Plein Noisseur, and I pronounced that wrong, I'm sure, but it's out right now. It's the first album in like 5 years. Some killer stuff from those guys right there. And what track did we hear from them? We heard Dropping Like Flies.
Finland Radio presents the Underground Spotlight.
This week's Underground Spotlight falls on Rochester, New York's Contrarian. This group delivers some killer tech death metal. They just released their new album, Only Time Will Tell. You can get your grubby little hands on it if you head over to contrarian.bandcamp.com. So let's get to some music, shall we? This track is called Blink of an Eye, as the Underground Spotlight falls on Contrarian. We'll be right back.
Welcome back for another edition of Under the Blade with Dr. Gore. And this week, for the final time, I'm going to use Vinland Radio for some shameless self-promotion. Now, as you may or may not know, King and myself are in a band called Gales of Avalon. We are getting ready to release a new album called Oblivion. This music is for fans of Deicide and Deep Purple. So here it is, some brand new music from Gales of Avalon. Get ready for some death and roll. This is Purgatory on Vinland Radio.
Up this regularly scheduled program to bring you.
What is this garbage you're watching?
I want to watch the news.
Are you
making headway at least.
This is the news.
That's right, it's news time. Kiss will perform a virtual Kiss 2020 goodbye concert on New Year's Eve to send off 2020 in a larger lifestyle on New Year's Eve. In true Kiss fashion, they are bringing the biggest, baddest concert event and pyrotechnic show of the year, proving once again Kiss never does anything small. The massive stage production and free pre-show will be brought directly to you in your living room at 9 p.m. live from the Atlantis Dubai on December 31st. Filmed with more than 50 cameras and a 360-degree views, this show was produced by Landmarks, can be seen globally with ticketing technology and live stream powered by TIXR. The experience, like no other virtual concert before, you're invited to spend New Year's Eve with the Demon, Starchild, Spaceman, Catman as they rock out 2020 and roll into 2021. You know what? Kiss fans, this is going to be cool, but like tickets are like $45 or something like that. I saw some people complained about it online. Seems a little pricey for a live show, but you know, it's like shitload of cameras and stuff like that. So yeah, might be a fun way to actually do something on New Year's Eve this year. I don't know. Anthrax just announced the Among the Living graphic novel, an anthology narrated by longtime mascot, the Not Man, newly designed by Greg Nicotero, and this guy behind The Walking Dead. The effects behind The Walking Dead. Among the Living unites Benante and Ian as writers with Brian Azzarello, Grant Morrison, Jimmy Palmiotti, Brian Posehn, Rick Remender, Corey Taylor, Joseph Trauman, Gerard and Mikey Way, and Rob Zombie. If you're a comics books fan, I just said some very big names in there, like Grant fucking Morrison. Yeah, and Brian Azzarello, yeah. I'm really excited about this one. There's going to be more contributors announced. The extensive project will be offered in multiple formats. Deluxe and super deluxe editions includes a special picture disc vinyl, exclusive Madball toy of Not Man, art prints, a gold record plaque. All the editions are available to order right now from Z2's website. Yeah. I'm really excited about this one. It keeps popping up in my Facebook feed to pre-order it, so I probably should, because you know I just want the graphic novel, and I do want that 7-inch as well. Portuguese metalers Moonspell have revealed details of their 13th studio album, Hermitage. It's due on February 26th, 2021 via Napalm Records. Hermitage will be available in several highly limited and collectible deluxe editions, media book cassette, and all those are going to be including the Candlemas cover, Darkness in Paradise. Exodus has set Persona Non Grata as the title of its long-awaited new album due out in the summer of 2021 via Nuclear Blast Records. The San Francisco Bay Area Thrashers' next disc will be a follow-up to 2015's Blood In, Blood Out, which was their first release since the departure of the group's singer of 9 years, Rob Dukes, and the return of Steve Zetro Souza, who, you know, previously fronted Exodus from 86 to 83, and then a little time in the 2000s, early 2000s as well. So yeah, definitely looking forward to new music from Exodus. Okay, let's end the new music off, shall we? Kill Be Kill just released its sophomore album we've been talking about a lot, Reluctant Hero via Nuclear Blast. It's out right now. The animated video for the fourth single from the LP, From a Crowded Wound, is now available. You can check that out on YouTube. This is a super group. I've mentioned it before. Max Cavalera is in there from, you know, Soulfly. Tony Sanders from Mastodon. Greg Picado from Dillinger Escape Plan as well. Let's hear that brand new single, shall we? This is From a Crowded Wound. Brand new music from Kill Be Killed right here on Vinland Radio. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Gore here, and this week we are going to continue with our countdown to episode 666 with the Prince of Darkness himself, Ozzy Osbourne, with a song off his Black Rain album. Now, there's not much I can say about Ozzy that you don't already know. Frontman to the revolutionary Black Sabbath, went on to have a lengthy and amazing solo career, releasing 12 full-length albums and a ton of other releases. The song we are going to hear today is off of his Black Rain album, and it is called The Countdown's Begun. And yes, the countdown has begun for Vinland Radio's episode 666, this time with Ozzy Osbourne.
Countdown's begun.
metal right there, courtesy of Francis Skelethal and their new album, The Unveiling of the Threshold. And we heard the track Repulsive Recollections. That was hard to say. Hey guys, you'd like to get in touch with us here at Vinland Radio. This is pretty much your last chance. you can email us at vinlandradio@yahoo.ca. Or the Facebook page is a great way to get in touch as well. Like I mentioned, this is the end. This is we have two more shows left, and that's it. We're ending at episode 666, which I think is a perfect place to end in 13 years of this show. But those two episodes are coming up, and you know, who knows what's going to happen in the future. We'll keep things open. But if you'd like to say something, you can email us, like I said, at finlandradio@yahoo.ca. We'd love hearing from you guys. Get a lot of emails from publicists and record labels each week, so don't always get to respond to things as quickly or at all sometimes. Sorry about that. You know, we try. And a lot more time now, because I don't have to pay any attention to those emails anymore. Okay. Let's keep the new music rolling, shall we? My Dying Bride are back with a brand new EP. They already released a full-length album, The Ghost of Orion, earlier this year. They have a new EP out called Macabre Cabaret, three-track EP, but still comes in at like 21 minutes worth of music. So let's hear a track off that one, shall we? This is A Secret Kiss, brand new music from My Dying Bride, right here on Midland Radio. the Viking metal right there, courtesy of Norway's Elvik, and the album Welcome to Hell. And we heard the track Glory of Hell. Before that, some more new music courtesy of Ilsa and their new album Prayer. It's out right now via Relapse Records. Go get your grubby little hands on it. We heard the track Poor Devil. That's going to do it for another episode of Vinland Radio. I'd like to thank all you guys for listening. Also, I'd like to thank my co-host, Dr. Gore. And like we do absolutely every single week, we're going to end it off with a cover. Guess what? We're coming back next week with a new episode, but it's just all going to be cover songs. It's going to be me and Dr. Gore playing our favorite covers we've ever played on the show. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Or it's going to be a mess. Who knows? But yeah, to end it off, Lizzie Borden just released The Best of Lizzie Borden Volume 2. It's out right now via Metal Blade Records. Big fan of Lizzie Borden. This is actually a really fun best of. Go check it out. And there's a couple of cover songs on there as well. And a couple of brand new cover songs. So we're going to play one of them. This one I covered for my sister's birthday earlier this year. In October. She's a big fan of this one, so I did a cover of it, but Lizzie Borden meddled his up a little bit more than mine. So let's check it out. It's their take on the Ramones track Pet Cemetery. And until next week, guys, see ya. Damn!